It's 2nd of July. Several centuries ago, the east of Ukraine, where the most brutal battles of this war are now taking place, was called the Wild Field. There were almost no permanent human settlements, and travelers sought to pass these parts as soon as possible. In those days, these places were no man's land, a really huge territory that separated the western settled peoples from the nomads from the east. The land here is incredibly fertile. The water is clean and the places are so beautiful that even words cannot be found. Therefore, the wild field was slowly settled. People from the western regions moved to these parts, built villages and cities, and at the same time learned from the nomads their tactics and fighting techniques, because without it, it was impossible to protect new villages and cities. The mixture of sedentary and nomadic cultures led to the emergence of a spatial human community in which the western peasant cult of the family and the honest work merged with the eastern cult of war and life on the road. The bearers of this culture are called Cossacks. They lived for centuries between peace and war, cultivating the fields and fighting with all or almost all of their neighbors. The people here are religious, patriotic, and warlike. Any group of several people here instantly turns into an army. Read what Nestor Makhno, the founder of the anarchist rebel army and one of the most famous anarchists in history, did here some 100 years ago. Like all the inhabitants of these places, Makhno was an inventive person. It was he who invented one of the most advanced weapons of war in early 20th century. In a light and fast horse-drawn cart, he installed a Maxim machine gun. Detachments of such carts literally flew up to the enemy, showered the enemy with a hail of bullets in a few minutes, and immediately flew back. I am now in the unit of modern Makhnovists, guys whose great-grandfathers fought in the anarchist rebel army. These guys have flags, stripes, and tattoos with Nestor Makhno, and of course they have their carts. No longer horse-drawn carts, but powerful pickup trucks, in the backs of which there are machine guns. I saw the same pickups in Iraq, Syria, and other troubled countries. Now I am riding one myself. I got a place in the back seat. There are three of us there. Me, an experienced military man nicknamed Grandfather, and the big black dog Patron. Patron is a Belgian shepherd. When we met, he pretended to be a terrible angry dog, growled and bared his teeth. But we quickly became friends and quietly traveled together. Patron doesn't have a bulletproof vest or helmet, so when we drive up to the shooting positions, the dog just hides under the seat. Surprisingly, it seems to me that he distinguishes between when the car moving along the rear positions and when it is heading to the front line. In the first case, Patron is cheerfully and foolish, sticking his muzzle out of the window and trying to pull something out of my pockets with his paws. In the second, he is quiet and serious. He looks straight ahead and does not try to play with us. The owner of Patron is a machine gunner. He did not want to take the dog with him to war, but Patron did not want to stay at home without his owner. He followed the man and now they serve together. Such a war, even dogs go to the front to fight against the Russian invaders.